Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let's get back to your story. When we last left off, you were home alone, crying out to God, when is this thing going to take action? When is this going to take shape?
Right. So, like I said, God had planted this in my heart back 22 years ago. And so then about 3 years after the divorce and my life collapsed, I was waiting for God to say when and what. What is this? All I knew was I used to tell people, am I supposed to – I didn't know if I was supposed to take a sign and stand out in front of Target and say there's hope in Jesus. You know, I that's all I knew. All I knew I was supposed to, you know, portray that there's hope, you know. So anyway, March 25th, I'm at home, 5:30 at night. It's dark, depressed. And
yeah.
I'm crying out to God. And I'm like, "I, what is this? What do you want? What should I do? I've been waiting for this. What do you want me to do? I know I'm supposed to do this." And in that next second, I didn't know what the next step was right then. But in a second after that, he said, take the first step. And right then in that very moment, the first step came to me. And it's like I never committed to him. I was always afraid. I wasn't bold enough. I was timid in my faith. I thought this was crazy. And so it was an emotional moment. I got down on my hands and knees, and I had this red chair in my office. I remember it. I kneeled down on this chair. And I'm bawling. I'm like, I'm all in. I am burning the ship, so to speak. I'm sailing out to this island, and I'm burning the ship, and I can't go back. I don't know what I'm in for. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But if this is the first step, I'm in.
Wow.
And, yeah, I got up, and I wiped my face of the tears. And about 20 minutes later, he gives me this vision. And so I go over my computer, and I start typing it out as fast as I can type. And
the vision for the ministry.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And so about hope and about how we're going to have a story. And it wasn't all clear at that point.
Sure.
You know, it started coming together after I started taking some steps. But I got to I love this part because here's where God continually just – I hesitate to say he showed up because he's always there. But
right.
Here's where I saw that he showed up, you know. He sent someone to my door. So I'm typing – and I get to the point where I'm going to finance this by – or how am I going to live? How am I going to – what am I supposed to work, you know, like a tent maker like Paul? Or am I supposed to do whatever? And I thought, well, I don't want to deal with people as far as money and all this.
And you didn't want to ask for money.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I'll just go back into the rental game and fund it that way. My doorbell rings. It's Chris, my old roommate from college, the one guy I told – probably about a year before this, that, hey, this is coming, this ministry. I don't know what it looks like, but just pray about it. So anyway, he comes to the door, and I let him in, and he says, hey, remember that ministry you told me about? And I said, yeah, I remember that. And he gives me $500. He said, hey, I want to support you.
Just out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
So to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, in God's economy, nothing's out of the blue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.